Brother Haney, how are you? I detect a little bit of uncertainty in your voice. Your eyes don't lie. You never hide the truth. And so I sense a bit of concern based on this football team's health, readiness, and ability to go all out in attack mode as we get ready for preseason game number 3. Am I correct or not?
Preseason game number 2?
It's 2 or 3, I thought.
It's the same one.
It's the same one. I mean Lions.
Yeah.
I'm reading your body language, and you don't seem happy. You don't seem like you're comfortable with the readiness of this team's its ability to go out and play tackle football in a real game in front of people.
I don't know where you got that from.
I just picking up a vibe. I'm picking up a vibe that the injury report has you really concerned.
I mean, the injury report does, but I don't think I'm disparaged from, guys going out there.
I don't sense
and being
swag.
Able to play at a high level.
I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that you're worried about 5 playing in a real game with his backup out, and you're really not confident in who would play in their place. Your center's injured. You just seem like your forehead looks like a raisin, and so you it's just tension, and so I'm worried about you not feeling confident about Saturday afternoon and what kind of product we're going to put on display.
I mean, I think it's fair to have some reluctance.
Oh, that's what you
sending,
call it. Okay.
5 out there. Again, if the starting line isn't out there in full, in its totality, and you have the utmost confidence in the line to go out there and block for 5, why put him out there? Again, Mariota is out, so that's already, a red flag or, a need to pause for concern. Because behind him, you have Sam Hartman, who's been on the team and hasn't played at all. And then you also have a rookie who we drafted in the 7th round. And I wouldn't necessarily say we'd have the utmost confidence in those guys to go out there and perform if Jaden was to get, nicked up. So the fact that he's taking all the practice reps in practice, and also next week we have a joint practice, I don't necessarily need to see Jaden out there anymore. Like, would I love to see him out there? If the O-line was, at full strength, yeah. Like, if they are, let's see him go out there, throw the ball for a drive. But I'm not that eager to, see it. Defensively, though, I would definitely love to see our defensive starters out there against the Lions. I feel like what they've been able to do, at least in the joint practice last week, they look really good. They look dominant. So to be able to go out there, duplicate it, and, still we do have a couple of roster battles.
They didn't look dominant in the first drive against Miami in the game.
Yeah, the starters didn't play, though. The 2s did.
I thought we had our starting defense out there.
No. There were a decent amount of starters not playing.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah, so I would definitely love to see them out there and play.
Styles was a starter. My bad. Well, it's I don't know if there's a right or wrong.
I agree, Doc. I don't think, there have been times a lot of teams have not played their starter the entire preseason and went on to have really great seasons.
The Rams is who comes to mind.
Jaden, he played year 1 in the preseason.
Yeah.
And guess what? We went out, had a great season, went 12-5. Yeah. Last year he played in the preseason. And guess what? He didn't play that well. He looked really good in the preseason against the Bengals.
Yeah.
and we had a terrible season. So I don't think there's any necessarily right or wrong answer. Like, I think there are examples of, you know, things going good for guys that have played in the preseason, things going bad for guys that have played in the preseason. I think it is based on circumstance and, like, where your team is.
But with the leaders, though, they got to make decisions that people gain confidence from. And strength, conviction, even if you say, I'm not playing, but how you say we're not playing, somebody's got to play. And somebody's going to get better. I'll tell you what, I did not expect to hear or see that Johnny Newton is on the injured list.
Yeah.
And Tim Settle's on the injured list.
Yep.
Now, when I see people that I really need to see them play, I want to see them play, that's a problem. Again, and nobody, man, it's the worst experience of a lifetime is to be in a contact sport and you're injured or you have a broken bone and you can't participate. You're there, you gotta be, it's awful. So nobody wants to sign up for that. Everybody wants to be out there. But I'm honest, man. Trey Amos is not trying to get injured. It's not his objective. But I got to do something when he is. I got to figure out, I got to have somebody at these positions. Jordan McGee. I need him on the field, but he can't help if he's hurt. What I'm not sure I'm hearing enough of is that who's the camp guy in the camp that takes your breath away? Who's taking advantage of all these people missing snaps? It's competitive. They're your teammates. But until that 53, 55, or 105-man roster is decided, it wouldn't hurt to see this become a little more competitive and saying, I'm going to take somebody's job if they're in sick bay too long. Stay off the field as much as you want. You may not have a position when you get back. At some point, somebody's going to have to play for us to get through these games, in the games, and we're going to have, I think we'd like to see them play well. And I'm waiting to hear who the heck is taking advantage of so many of these guys missing snaps. And if they're not going to play, then who's going to play? And do they have a chance to be good? And that way, we hit bingo. I don't know if I hear enough of that. Is somebody going to step up and be a hero? Or are we going to just sit around with our thumb in our mouth waiting on somebody to heal and get healthy and come back and play that hasn't practiced in 10 days or 5 days? I mean, that's what I see. Maybe it'll happen. Some camp every year, somebody comes out of nowhere and you go, wow, who is that? That's the guy out of Candy Cane University. He was a walk-on, and he's out here tearing people's behinds up. You seen that guy? Does anybody come to your mind when I say that? Is there somebody that we're not that hasn't been highlighted, but is always out there and is doing well and is taking advantage of all of these people that miss time? Got to be somebody that steps up and you go, wow, who is that? Whose number's blah, 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 blah?
I mean, Robert Henry.
Ah.
He's been pretty good.
Now you're talking my language.
Antonio Hamilton, he had an interception today.
Boy, you got it in you.
He's been making plays all camp.
Yeah, I think at some point, I'm just getting sick and tired of talking about people that don't play. I want to talk about people that are going to play. Is somebody going to make this team we're not maybe focusing on as we keep waiting for these people that don't practice and don't play in the games to actually come through? That's my biggest fear. My biggest fear that a team that won 5 games is sitting around with his thumb in his mouth waiting on people to show up. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. They were a lousy record, not necessarily a lousy team, but had a lousy record last year. Who the hell's going to take advantage of this? It all seemed like somebody, you're going, man, who's that dude? I've heard you go thumbs up on some people, but I'm just wondering, is anybody in mind that you expect that this weekend in Detroit, you're going to say, man, this dude, he earned it in practice. He worked his way through this. He's taking advantage of all of these people that miss practice, that don't play in games, that seem to be always hurt. Who in the heck is going to actually play? Are we going to have anybody in these games, or should we just forfeit? I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about who's not going to play. Who's going to play? Is there anybody going to actually play in the games? And if not, then maybe they should just forfeit. I don't get it. But I go, okay, I'll be patient. I'll be patient because this is a new pro. It's new school. It's not done the way it used to be done. I get that. You know, it's a new age of football. I think it's a bunch of crap. 4:15 here in the nation's capital. Burgundy and Gold today, 301-230-0980 is the number. What's on your mind?
Let's start with Caleb on. So he injured his knee in the joint practice. Not significant, but we are being smart in that spot. Johnny Newton injured his pec during the game. He's currently in New York seeing a specialist there. So I'll give you an update tomorrow after their meeting. Owe has a strained calf, kind of the early phase of that. We're, again, just being smart there. Jordan McGee, I think, was the other one you asked about. Injured his shoulder in the game. We'll hold him out this week, but nothing that's going to, like, linger into, the season or any of that.
That's the head man with a report. And look, there's probably 15 other reports just like that throughout the league. Got a lot of people out there. People get banged.
A lot of people have been getting nicked up. Alvin Kamara, he just got nicked up. The Texans, second-year receiver, Jaden Higgins, he's out for the season. There's a lot of people that are definitely dealing with injuries. A lot of teams dealing with injuries. So,
after 1 week of games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, I hate to see it because, again, I want to see teams at full strength. You talk about the 49ers. They're, again, another year, another season dealing with injuries. They have like 20 people on their injury report, and it's just like, you're 2 weeks into camp. Like, what are you guys doing? But it also could just be, it happens. It's football. Like, it's the nature of it.
And they'll win 12 games, 11 to 12 games. Some people are just luckier than others during this time of the year. Others are just better at it. But you don't, that's why if you're not three or four deep in your mind, you're striving to get there. And I think we need more stories about the people that take advantage of somebody being out. I guess that's my frustration.
Yeah. I mean, but how much of the stuff is based on, I guess, misfortune and then also preparation in the off season? Because some of this stuff, soft tissue. And it's just
I'm not blaming anybody. I think everybody's in shape.
Yeah.
You're there every day. You don't see people out there that look like some of our friends that we work with. No names mentioned. These people are ripped up.
No, they are.
They train. I know their strength and conditioning coach personally. He may be one of the best in the business. It's not a lack of effort. Nobody's negligent over there.
Mm-hmm.
They are highly professional, highly skilled going after it. It goes along with this. But what I'm saying is that for everybody that's down, who's taking advantage of their absence? If we don't have good stories about people that are taking advantage of it, then either we're not selecting the right people or we don't have an ability to make them better once they get here.
Yeah.
You can't have it either both ways. Something's up.
Yeah.
Why aren't we bragging about, my God, I don't hear anything about Who the hell is that dude?
Yeah, but it's also, you paid these guys. You paid Chaisson. You paid Owe. Mm-hmm. And both of them sustained injuries. Like, they were projected starters.
Not their fault.
And I'm not saying, like, right. The guys behind them, you don't get excited about. Because, again, like, that's why what you do in the offseason matters. So, like, them going out and still having Dorrance coming in, you still having Javonte Jean-Baptiste, you drafting Joshua Joseph, like, it's paying off because they also look good.
Yeah.
But who's behind them now?
Yeah.
That becomes the question. So, like, yes, you're happy with the depth that you do have on the roster, but you also just don't want to forget about, you know, the money that you did spend on these guys that you brought in.
Occupational hazard. I mean, it's just
you're
the
right.
game. I mean,
he said they're not going to be gone too long. Like,
yeah.
They're being cautious about it. So I understand it. Like, Owe, like the beginning stages of a calf strain. All right, cool. Take it easy. Let's, you know, play it safe.
We got to
McGee, nothing, you know, long term. A lot of the stuff does seem short term. So I do think they're doing their best to try to take care of the guys while they can.
I'm not blaming them for nothing. They are doing the best they can. What I'm looking for is who is going to take advantage of more reps. Because if we don't have anybody taking advantage of all this time, then we don't have any talent behind these people. Focus on what I'm trying to get you to realize. This should be an opportunity of a lifetime for somebody who shouldn't have gotten these reps. But now they're getting them. What are they doing with it? Somebody's got to pop out of the pop, or we just got a bad lot. Dominique, thank you for being patient. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
DOC, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously the injuries, you know, they're starting to pile up, and yeah, they're concerning. I mean, but again, at the same time, it's across the league. And I think, you know, when you look at that, one, it's, I think this is a something where, you know, you look at the front office, the GM, and this is where, you know, the drafting in the later rounds comes into play big time. You know, when you get like a, when you draft like a Golden, you know, a center or Josephs, you know, all these late round guys that in case, you know, these injuries to the first string, players, you know, go down, are they ready to step up and seize their opportunity? I haven't really seen it much so far, what I'm reading, you know, online too. But yeah, no, it's concerning. And I think, with the injuries, you know, too, like, I believe I just read that Allegretti got hurt again today in practice. So, you know, there is free agents and out there, but I think, you know, the best ability is availability. So if they're not there, then you got to get people that are healthy enough.
Amen. Appreciate the phone call. Jonesy, thanks for being patient.
Keeper of the K-9, good to hear you on the radio working over a hot mic while chopping wood. This is very concerning. I'm with you. There should be somebody amongst the rankings that's pretty much the twos, threes, and maybe fours that might be on their way out the doors. Should be trying to earn a spot or take the spot that the number one is in.
Now you're getting my drift.
We got Philadelphia in a few weeks. We cannot come out there on the field with excuses. Well, I'm like you. Other than that, we should just go ahead and forfeit. Somebody's got a lifetime of an opportunity. They need to be trying to take advantage of it. I mean, because especially the guy that's already pretty much a half a leg on the bye-bye bus, because it's just sitting in the lot right now. They should be trying to, hey, look, I need to eat next week. I need to pay rent next month and beyond. So I need to try to get that number one spot if necessary.
That's what I have to say. Yeah, and maybe it'll happen.
So we shall see.
Yeah, maybe this Saturday afternoon, you cut your boob tube on, you kick your feet up, put your feet up in the lounger, and all of a sudden we're going to be looking at, well, who's number 47? My goodness. I had no idea that people were going to pop up. But I just, and I could be wrong. There is always that percentage. But it just seems like we talk about so many people that don't play, that aren't going to play.
Oh, God.
Most of our dialogue and concern is about people that do not play in the game.
Dang.
I'm wondering who's going to actually be on the field in the game. And if I got to worry about who's going to protect five, then I got a problem with you. Because my concern is going to be who is going to protect five? Or are you just not going to play him? And are we going to be so depleted that we can't play him? Are you serious?
Hello? Because I'm hearing Allegretti hurt again.
Well, now I'm with Anthony. I got to go with Ant-Man. I don't want to agree with him, but I may have to.
Me neither.
That I'm afraid to put my franchise guy on the field because I don't know who the hell's going to be on the field with him. We'll see. And maybe this is all overblown. Maybe it's just a today issue. And by tomorrow or the next day, it'll be different. But I'm just telling you what I read and what I see and what I hear. And I'm going, man, we spend a lot of our energy on talking about who's not going to play. I wish we had that same kind of aggressiveness for people that are going to play so we can find out if they're good enough to keep and keep paying. And if I'm not mistaken, Anthony, we're not broke, are we? We got some cap space, right? Okay. I'm just checking.
That's what I thought.
It sounds like we broke, and I don't think we're broke. So I'm just I'd rather jump the gun. I want to be the guy that jumps the gun. I don't want to be so cool. I'm too cool to be concerned. Because before you know it, you'll be 0-3.
0-3.
If you don't get your priorities in order and realize this is serious. I'm not doing this for you. This is not a skit.
Nope.
I am concerned about our mental readiness.
Thank you.
To go to South Philadelphia in the opener. Who in the hell is going to play in the game? And are we ready for this? I just hear too much talk about the injured and that this and that. Who is going to actually play in the game? Please. Let's focus on that, and then I'll be good. 4:31 here in the nation's capital. Time for us to take a break. I think it's a good timing on that. 301-230-0980 is the number.
No decision yet, but we'll go through today and then to tomorrow, and then we'll hit onto those after we see kind of the health of everybody and where we're at. But he's throwing a really good camp. I'm very pleased with what I've seen from him. New system, owning it, being in charge of it. So he's off to a hell of a start.
DQ, head man, talking about JD5. That's been a consistent report. Boy's ripping it. I don't worry about him. I have no qualms. He'll be ready. What we're talking about is those around him and the unfortunate situation happens with playing pro football. People get nicked. It's a game of attrition. It's nobody's fault, but somebody has to, and it's DQ. He takes full responsibility. We got to be ready to go. We have a game Saturday, right? Still on the schedule. We're still going, right? And we play in a group that we know how they operate with football. They ain't going to give a crap about how our status, where we're at, how we feel. The Lions and Caveman, Coach Caveman, they'll be bringing it. That's just a good test. I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll meet it, the challenge. Nobody's proud of how the game opened up against the Dolphins defensively. That will be rectified. I pity the fool that doesn't think that we're coming out blazing defensively. And whoever's out there, can't wait. Cannot wait to see how they respond, because I trust that they will. They'll respond. It'll be interesting. But it is time for us to get some heroes. We need a hero. Somebody's got to pop up and get us to start talking about them for their play, the way we did where our running, our backfield looked in that game. We did post-game show with Linnell Willingham, BTP. And he was highly critical, and rightfully so, with Newton and his lack of play. He was right. He illustrated it to a point, because he didn't treat Newton like a rookie. He was hoping that Newton would cover up for the rookie behind him, making his NFL debut, by staying fit in the box so Sonny could scrape. But his behind ends up in Sonny's lap. That's not how it was designed to be. So I hope the next person that steps up in that position fares much better, and I believe they will. I can't wait. Cannot wait. Noon kickoff to see every guy that's sitting in that film room, because, you know, they go over all this as a group, and they go over individually. You have to sit in an auditorium on a big screen and see a grown-ass man pile drive you back into the ground. How much of that can you take? Most people can't. And it happens to everybody. Now, this is the week you get payback. And you come back out there and you win that one-on-one battle. And you win that, you break that double team, or you build a mountain so they can't get around you. You don't win every play. Nobody does that. Even the guys going to Hall of Fame didn't win every play. But we have got to represent in a way, and we're looking for people that want to be on this football team. I don't know why we're acting like this roster is set. 5-win team. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Who's going to take advantage of it? If I ask Anthony Haney right now, is there anybody you think is going to take advantage of the opportunity that maybe wasn't really written in, penciled in, that you have seen, that you say, you know what? This dude has earned the right to wear the burgundy and gold based on his performance and what you've seen.
I mean, outside of Robert Henry, there who I go. Mentioned earlier.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Well,
we got him.
Fat man, he looked good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So fat, it's possible. Yeah, and that's I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Now, we're talking specifically defensively, and they'll get there. And look, they're not running their schemes in their defense, but then neither is the opponent. I can't just tell you that we're not doing our thing like the opponents are. They're holding back, too. So if both of us are hiding our secret formula, then we just got to beat you in base. And that it should be like an even contest, which means we should win 50% of the battles, if not more. And if we're strong enough, then we can dominate you in that percentage. But that's what we're going to see. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to see who lines up, starting with that offensive line, and who controls, and how we go. Then the defensive line. We got some guys that come off the edge that are nicked. Who's going to replace them? Who is going to be a hero? If we did a poll and we projected, who do you think will be player of the game Saturday? I wonder what names would come up. Just try the exercise. Who do you think will be player of the game on Saturday?
I mean, I'm going with my guy, Fat Man, again.
All right. 301-230-0980. Who do you expect to win the honors of being player of the game on Saturday? Who are you expecting to have the top performance in burgundy and gold on game day on Saturday? Because if you can't come up with anybody's names in that, then this is pitiful. If all we can talk about is people that aren't going to play in the games, then man, wow. Let's start talking hoops. of hockey. At 4:42 here in the nation's capital, I think I just made a great suggestion, and I'd like to get to that. 301-230-0980. Your call. Let's roll. Anthony, does it feel like football to you?
You said, does it feel like football?
Does it feel like football to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want to project something that's not real. I mean, I thought it was, these games come down, I can't wait for it to be over to get to the real deal. But I understand the process. You got to go through it in order to get there. And I think that there's a whole bunch to look forward to. I just hope we're mentally in the right state of mind. Not the team. The team is taking care of itself. Fan base, our support system, that's where we come in. Hell, they don't need us for that. They go do their thing. They're paid to do it. They're pros. Question is, where will we be? Where's the support system coming from? Bonesy, you're next. Thanks for being patient.
Hey, my main man, Rick Doc Walker. Shout out to my little homie, Anthony, man, Syracuse finest. Hey, man, I'm looking for Sonny Styles, man, this weekend, man, to come up, man, and have a spectacular game, man, to improve, you know, on all the critics that were saying things about him last week, you know what I mean? I'm looking for Sonny Styles to really change all of that, right? And Doc, I'm like you, man. I'm trying to hear some new names, man. I don't want to hear the names they keep calling for the people that were on the team last season, man. You know, if they not available, man, I need to hear the replacement names, man. I need to hear some new names, people that's going to step in, man, and take those spots, man, while these people are out trying to heal and mend them wounds, man. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, some Sonny Styles to shine. And I need to start hearing some new names on who's going to be sitting in the spot that Johnny Newton was at, who's going to be in the spot, Alec Gretty, who's going to be sitting in the spot, Owe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I love you guys, man.
Appreciate you, dog. Yeah, there is an opportunity. There is an opportunity. We need somebody to take advantage of it. 301-230-0980. Burgundy and Gold today. DOC, Ant-Man. Bringing it to you. Zion, thank you for being patient.
What's going on, Doc and Ant-Man?
Another day at the job, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be Fat Man that I want to see.
Fat Man.
And I want to see Matt Galbin.
Yeah.
I want to see Matt Galbin because we lost Alec Gretty again today in practice. He just got back yesterday and he's hurt again. So we got to see Matt Gully. If he's going to be the guy going forward for the future, put him in the dirt and let him get
Sparty. Back. Oh, Spartan.
Yeah.
Somebody's got, hey, you know, we need
Fat
a hero.
Ball, man.
Yeah, we need
Fat
a hero.
Fat Man going to tote that thing like the old school dude, baby. And he going to get us a ring doing it, too.
I mean, his stats, I mean, his background, that's pretty impressive. That gets you at any
and
late
I'm from
night
the
convenience
so
store
open.
All you
got to
do is say, I'm Penn State's this. And they go, what? That's carrying some clout.
Yeah.
I mean, because you think of Penn State, you think about a ground attack. You think about big boy football.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's big boy football. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's great. It really is. We gave a shout out to B. Mitch, birthday boy in August. This is, of all the years I've heard him, this is probably the most I've heard him mentioned the birthday and the celebration. Anthony, you think B. Mitch realizes now that he's aging?
I don't think so.
I do. I do. How old was he? How old is he now? 60 what? 66? 67?
He's 58.
Oh, he's 58. B. Mitch is 58. No, I'm just messing with him. I know that. I love that dude, man. No, because you know what? I'm watching him online now, and I'm the way he attacked every performance. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? B. Mitch, he ain't never seen him ease into anything. He attacks.
Right.
He was in attack. He was always in attack mode.
Always.
Always. That's all I'm asking for. He got, it didn't matter what round, where it, none of that mattered. All he needed was an opportunity. That's and they it. Presented it, and he bust the thing wide open. We got to have something like that. That's the kind of attitude we're looking for. Somebody who takes advantage of an opportunity, and they make the best of it. I just don't think every show, every time this year, we're leading with who's not going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't mind that, then no problem. No problem. I'll let it go. But I just got to keep it real. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
That we focus on people that don't play or not going to perform. And right. not those that are the gladiators that are out there giving you their best shot to make it happen.
Fat man and Gus.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate that. Then back, we had two brothers that play. You know what? And that's what reminded me of Brian. You know who he is now, but I was at his first game ever. And guess what he did in that? He went buck wild. Because that's who he is. I'm asking the question now. Are you telling me we don't have anybody on this year's team? The young people, not the old guys, we know that. Young people. Who gonna be that dude? That's all I'm requesting. You have the right to go out there and lay it on the line. Do you? No matter what they say, the what round, the rounds are irrelevant. You're here. And if you own that field, let's go do something as a group. And then it makes sense. I see how you practice. You practice hard. We don't have slackers. We have hard workers. These guys are into it 100%. But we have got to give them a chance to be in the glory and not on hold waiting for somebody else, waiting for somebody who's not healthy. To hell with that. This is a game for the fittest. If you're in there, let's roll. That's all I'm saying. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Reverend. I get upset every week, every year, that they talk about Rasul Douglas. He's going to shine. He's been shining all camp. I want to see if he can stop Williams, and I want to see if he can stop St. Brown. That's what I want to see. Amos is not playing. So let's see what Williams can do. I mean, let's see what Douglas can do in San Francisco and see if they can stop those fast receivers in Detroit. And I also want to see what Merritt can do if he can match up against Gibbs. That's what I want to see.
Mm. Talking matchups now. I got you. Hey, man, it's a rumble. We're going to see a football game. And we got a shot at it. So let's roll. Let's see what we got. That's what preseason's about, right? We got the practices, and we'll go to Baltimore. We got all that. That's just practice to me.
Doc, do you think they're ready, though? Do you think they're ready?
I think they'll be ready.
Do you think Sarius Steele can shut down St. Brown? Do you think Douglas
Well, wait a minute. We can't shut him down alone. Him. No, we can't shut him down alone. He needs pressure.
Right.
You give him a pass rush. So, that's all I'm saying. This is not about an individual. This is a collective.
You saying who do I want to see?
Yeah.
I want to see Sanya Steele. I want them to play not better than what they did last year.
I feel that. I
know.
That.
I know Douglas just came, but they bragging about him being a superstar in practice, interception every day. Mm-hmm. I want to see that Saturday.
Got you. Okay, that's good. Appreciate you. Thank you. That's where we're at. What's on your wish list? 301-230-0980. Ben, you know what? What do you think Standick will say? I wonder who Standick really wants to see. Ben Standick, standing room only, joins us top of the 5 o'clock hour. Back in a moment.